What you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the MG Show. My gosh, it is 11-3-2022. Wow, just 5 days to voting. And wow, there's a lot of stuff happening. You got to weed through all the hyperbole, all the crap, all the different things, and just focus on what we need to focus on, which is winning this midterm election in a red tsunami. But before we go any further, let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, welcome. He's muted. I love it.
Damn it, man. Ah,
there that was me. Let's get you unmuted. That was you this time, huh?
It was me. It was me. I had to clear my throat right before we went on the air. So that was me. But welcome to you, my friend, and to all my beautiful patriots out there, who are really clamoring to get started, to get up and get going right now. But this day is coming. The day of a red wave is coming, thanks to you. But we aren't done yet. We have to stay plugged in, and I'd like to get each of you, if you could, to maybe encourage someone else that you know to go vote on Tuesday. Maybe someone who doesn't vote or hasn't voted. Let them know that it's important, and I don't really care who they vote for. We just need people to come out and show that America is alive, and the people of America are going to stand up, and that we're not going to take this brutal punishment that we're currently taking from this administration. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's got to change. And it's got to change in 4.5 days, and you guys are in charge of that, and we're depending on you.
Yeah, and you know, the speech last night didn't talk about homeless people, didn't talk about the border, didn't talk about the inflation, just talked about bad MAGA. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a strange defamation case that goes off the rails. We've got a great article just released 2 hours ago by Brian Cates. You know, Connick basically can't sue the FBI to discover who exposed the biggest election security breach in U.S. history. So they're suing True the Vote instead. I mean, this is the way that the upside down justice is happening, Shady Groove. We've got a message from Catherine. We've got a lot coming up. Shady.
Yes, sir, we do. You guys out there, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to take a short break. And we're going to be back in just a minute.
Don't go too, because I got a new sponsor. No. We got a new drinking game. Remember this book, Drinking Game for Patriots, Shady Groove? I know you're going to kick it off. But before we roll that beautiful boom footage, let's check this out. This is Drinking with Patriots, and it's a great book. I actually have it autographed as well, okay? And that's Paul. You know, and the guys, you know, this is amazing. Stay thirsty. Where we go one, we go all. And I got an autograph from all of them. They've got some great pictures in here. I just want to make sure I get the right website. And there's a code. What would that? It's drinkingpatriots.com. Drinkingpatriots.com. What code do you think they use at checkout to get 17% off, Shady?
MG Show.
Yes, use code MG Show, all caps, one word. get over there. Drinkingpatriots.com. Check it out. Love it. I mean, this is a great book to give if you're going, you know, somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas. With any Patriot drinking game, there's some great drinks in here. We'll cover that some more. But Shady, we will go now to our beautiful boom footage. Yeti, roll it.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG's show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Go.
All right.
And I don't see the number up on the screen, but it's something like 800-878-0478.
Okay.
No, it's 873. So 800-873-0478. Use code MGSHOW. Anywhere at MyPillow.com. That helps us. It helps Mike Lindell. That helps the people that work there. And that helps your guests feel all comfy and cozy with MyPillow sheets and towels and dog beds like Flynn right over here. God bless you all. MyPillow.com/MG Show. Shady Groove. Wow, we got a lot happening. We've got a message from Catherine Engelbrecht yesterday. We're going to play that. We've got some information here. Let me get to that right now. We've also got a new column that we're going to talk about with from Brian Cates. It's going to be amazing. But let's listen to Catherine. This is Catherine, founder of True the Vote. She messaged from inside federal prison. She announced that they're appealing their case to a Fifth Circuit court and are praying for a good result. Let's let her speak. Here we go, Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote.
Greg, I would like to thank everyone for their prayers and kind messages of support. We are both okay. Admittedly, this was not on my bucket list, but nonetheless, I've learned a lot and am making my way. Wanted to let you all know that we are appealing to the Fifth Circuit Court, and we pray that they will take our case. We ask that you would join with us in prayer, but also please stay focused on task at hand, which in its most immediate sense is the midterm election. Every time you think about us, please call a friend and ask if they voted. In the next few days, every time you feel angry or frustrated, turn the passion into action and just help. Get out the vote, serve, pray. If we stick together, we can do anything. And mark my words, change is coming. So hold the line, keep the faith. God bless America. I'll see you soon.
Wow.
We hope to see you soon as well, Catherine. God bless you. And I don't know why these have autoplay, Shady. I don't know how to stop it. So I'm these videos have autoplay on Truth Social. It's really weird. But that was a message from Catherine Engelbrecht. Shady, she's in prison. And you know, she's in solitary confinement. And she hopefully are going to appeal, Shady. Let me just double check what we got here. I got an email today from True the Vote. And it basically says that, you know, we're going to the appeal. They're filing the appeal today. If that appeal is heard by the judge, and let's pray that it is and will be, they could be released. But right now, it stands, they're not going to be released until they tell who the confidential source was, because Connick can't sue the FBI, so they're suing Greg and Catherine for the name. This is just an odd case, Shady Groove.
Yeah, a defamation lawsuit that was levied before Eugene Yu was arrested, which now that Eugene Yu has been arrested and charged, there no longer could be defamation because he was actually charged. And so this is a little bit ridiculous, but I'd like to just mention how selfless Catherine was in that message right there. Notice that her message was for all of you. She's thinking about all of you, because she knows the value of the country and she knows what we have to do. We have a big job to do right now. They're trying to deflate you. They're trying to remove your momentum. They think that they can put your put people in jail to make you less likely to participate in the system and more beat down. But in all reality, it has the opposite effect. And that's what we have to make sure. We have to listen to what she said, and we have to get other people involved, and we have to reach out across the outside of your comfort zone a little bit. Maybe some people to say, hey, to your neighbor or to your friend, did you go vote? Do you care about America? Do you appreciate or like what's going on here right now? And Catherine and Greg being incarcerated in this manner, I think, describes the desperation that they're currently acting in, Jeff. And, more power to them, and pray for them, because they need it right now.
Yeah. And it sounds like that, the deep state is afraid. I mean, you heard what is President Biden out there just condemning everything and everything except for his actions. He's the worst president in history. He will go down as the worst president in history, or resident, because we know that he lost, guys. I mean, there's nothing been debunked. Tina M. Till 2, I hear from my daughter in Oregon is going to turn red, and that's because Joe Ray Perkins is going to win. Make sure you get her on the ballot if you're voting in Oregon. Joe Ray Perkins, please, please, please. All assets are deployed, guys. Vote and get others to vote. JGT58, $17. Thank you very much. And Demos says the Supreme Court justice assigned to the Fifth Circuit, where this case is going to, is conservative Justice Samuel Alito. So let's pray that our justice system prevails. That is a great comment. And we've got Live Free or Die. Turn your anger into action. Get out and vote.
Yes.
Watch Fox. Amen. Live Free or Die. Love you, brother. So Shea, we got that. This is something else, too. These are the transcripts for the Connick and True the Vote, Greg Phillips hearing. Feel free to download and dissect. That is a authority. Grab those. The authority, the underscore authority on True Social. I'm going to go ahead and post that right there if you guys want to peruse the files yourself. But there's a lot of other things happening. You know, there's a lot of people attacking Greg and Catherine, and, you know, they're all just showing themselves, you know, to the world, Shady Groove. They're showing themselves to the world, because guess who else is supportive of Greg and Catherine?
DJT.
That's right. Let's listen to what he said today about Greg and Catherine.
Friends of yours, Catherine Engelbrecht, you know, the two of them that did such a film, the two of them that did such a job. And you know what they did? They spent 1 year going through tapes, government tapes, all government cameras, going through videos. 1 year, and they found thousands, tens of thousands of stuffed ballots and the tapes. You know what they did? They put him in jail 2 days ago. These people are evil and they're crazy, and I don't think our country's going to stand for it.
Wow, Shady Groove. Holy moly. These people are evil, and I don't think our country's going to stand for it. Pretty darn interesting comments. Now, you notice he only really talked about the mules stuff. He's kind of staying away from the Connick stuff. Maybe it's optics. Maybe we're the ones organically that have to reveal that, you know, Connick allegedly does have a software called Poll Chief, and that Poll Chief allegedly ties back and puts personal information of regular Americans that watch the polls in China. You know, maybe, you know, we need to scream a little harder, Shady, but he does comment on Greg and Catherine. You know, he says that Greg and Catherine have the tapes. So isn't it likely that maybe President Donald J. Trump has them too? Maybe that's why people are afraid.
It seems highly likely. And, you know, and what did he have before? You know, like what has he been in kind of, you know, seeding into the conversation through Greg and Catherine over the last 6 months to, you know, a year, 8 months right now so far? I think that I think that you're seeing something that is being put up there so that we can pull in all of these hyenas. If you've noticed, all of the hyenas coming to attack True the Vote, coming to attack Greg and Catherine, and the Connect thing. I think that leads back to what you were saying. That's for the Patriots. That's for people to reveal. That is what we're that's the message of 2,000 Mules got out past the breaker, and now we're working on getting the message of Connect out past the breaker. And once that does, I think Trump will fall right in there and start being like, "Oh wow, you got to be kidding me! What China did? What, you know? I mean, that's maybe what we want this to unfold, right? Yeah,
maybe he'll read a Canon Coe of the Great Substack or the Authority Substack or Brian Cates or Cag Drogo or Cognitive Carbon or any of the others. If I missed one, Gus Quixote with a Q. Quixote's with a Q. I mean, there's so many great Anons out there that wrote a lot of Substacks on this very topic, and it's pretty much all open source. Shady, it's open source. Yeah. And it's undeniable, sadly. And they have a defamation case. So let's get into this strange defamation case. I'm going to ask you to read a little bit, too. It's a rather lengthy, well-done article by our Brian Cates. And make sure you get over there to he's on his Substack right here. I'm going to drop the Substack right here as well. This is Brian Cates' Substack right there. Please feel free to help him out, too, you know, by subscribing, you know, a small donation. I mean, you know, we all do this for very, very little, guys. And he's working hard, just like the Authority. Get over there and, you know, subscribe to him. Kane Koa, all of them. Gus Quixote, you name it. And Cag Drogo. Don't forget Cag. I never forget Cag anymore, Shady. You notice that?
Yeah, because he's so big, he pounded it into you, I think. That's what happened.
I don't want him to pound it into me anymore because it hurts. He's a big dude. And I'm a big dude. And he's even bigger. All right, so
I'm
here
glad
we go.
He's on my team.
So I let everybody know that Brian Cates did this article. We have it out on Truth Social as well, at Brian Cates, C-A-T-E-S, on Truth Social, or briancates.substack.com if you're listening on the radio or the podcast. But a strange defamation case goes off the rails. Connick cannot sue the FBI to discover who exposed the biggest election security breach in U.S. history, so they're suing True the Vote instead. And that's essentially, that sentence right there, Brian, if you're listening, is a boom. That sentence right there is, that nails the whole thing right there.
It does.
Wow. All right. So get over here. This is the Judge Hoyt. This is Poll Chief Election Logistics, Eugene Yu, who's in fact arrested, right? Then you've got the Patriots. FBI, excuse me, I was going to read that. The FBI has it all thanks to the confidential informant. So why doesn't Connick sue the FBI? That's a great question. There's Catherine and Greg. God bless these Patriots. So let me just start reading this, Shady, and I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pull it over to you a couple times. But as I write this on Thursday, November 3rd, 2022, True the Vote's Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips have been in jail since Monday morning. Sent there by the judge presiding over a defamation case against them in Houston, Texas courtroom. Even though Connick CEO Eugene Yu was arrested on October 4th by Los Angeles County prosecutors and charged with stealing his client's election workers' data and sending it illegally to China, Connick is continuing to pursue this defamation case against True the Vote. Are these court hearings still about supposed defamation, or has this lawsuit become a vehicle for something else? Connick makes the following claims in its defamation lawsuit. One, that True the Vote defamed Connick and its founder, CEO Eugene Yu, by claiming that the election software company was taking client election-related data and storing it outside of the United States and China. Connick has stridently represented to the court in official filings and affidavits that none of its clients' data is stored anywhere outside the U.S. In fact, Connick maintains in its lawsuit that all clientele data is kept only on secure servers inside the U.S. 2. That Greg Phillips and his team hacked their way into a server located somewhere in China that by some arcane act of sorcery had 1.8 million U.S. poll workers' personal data, personal identification information, PII, that apparently came from Connick. 3. That Phillips and his team stole key data off these Chinese servers and still have not returned all the purloined data they are not contractually allowed to possess. Federal District Judge Kenneth Hoyt appears to be far more interested in helping Connick track down the identities of all involved in exposing the company's massive contract fraud involving its client's election data than he is properly deciding if it's defamatory for True the Vote to claim Eugene Yu did what L.A. County officials just arrested and charged him for doing. Shady.
One of the most stunning aspects of this case is how the judge seems to have instantly accepted, without question or evidence, Connick's version of events from the very start, and has proactively taken steps to counter any attempt by the defendants to prove the falsity of Connick's representations to him. Let me provide just one example of this. On Thursday, October 27, True the Vote's lawyers had a representative of the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office on the phone, ready to speak to the judge about the case being made against Eugene Yu. This LA County rep was clearly prepared to discuss evidence that the server in question was indeed located in China and not inside the U.S. The person was prepared to discuss the very relevant fact that the data on the Chinese server included over 1 million U.S. poll workers' personal identification information, and this person was prepared to answer any questions the judge had about the criminal case being prosecuted against Eugene Yu and, by extension, against Connick itself. As the stunned observers in the courtroom looked on, Judge Hoyt insisted he had no reason to speak to the LA County person and wasn't interested in discussing any of the evidence being used to prosecute Eugene Yu because he sees that as a completely different case, and so he was not going to waste any of his time on that. Connick's lawyers in this case continue to stridently insist that at no time and in no way has Connick ever transmitted or stored any of their clients' election data to any country outside of the United States. And even if this was the case, and it was Connick that put this data on the Chinese server, Connick had a contract giving them a right to have possession of the client data, while True the Vote does not. Hold on to that thought about the True the Vote having possession of any Connick data. It's going to become important later. Connick lawyers are forced to hold on to the claim, as every single U.S. county that Connick signed a contract with Election Management Service clearly and concisely states that all of the client's data will be stored only on secure servers inside the United States. Having to admit that Connick engaged in contract fraud with some or perhaps even all of the U.S. counties that hired them for the EMS service would immediately place the company in jeopardy of contract fraud and embezzlement on top of theft of personal identification information.
All right. And I'll take it over. After all, if Greg and Catherine claimed Eugene Yu and Connick were storing a massive amount of their clients' U.S. election-related data in China, in direct contravention to its contractual obligations, and evidence has emerged that Eugene Yu and Connick were in fact doing exactly that, where is the defamation? Connick's lawyers attempt to dissemble by stating that no one has claimed that Mr. Yu or Connick attempted to, quote, sell any of his personal data. But that's beside the point. Just taking this client data out of the country without the client's knowledge or permission in the direct contravention or to written and signed contracts is a crime. And the crimes did say that it had to be in geo, the data in geography. And yet, all throughout these hearings, Judge Hoyt has professed to believe Connick's representations about this server and has studiously avoided every attempt to establish the actual location of the server, which the 1.8 million poll workers' personal identification information was discovered, and if it was Connick that put it there. Judge Hoyt has avoided any and all discussion in his courtroom about the fact that Connick's CEO, Eugene Yu, was arrested on October 4th and is currently out on bond, criminally charged with doing exactly what True the Vote has claimed he did, illegally transferring and storing his client's election-related data on a server in China. While Judge Hoyt is a respected jurist with over 35 years' experience on the bench, I think most observers, like myself, and it's Brian Cates, and me, who are very familiar with the Connick case in California, have to strongly disagree with this opinion that he has expressed, that the defamation case brought against True the Vote has nothing to do with the arrest and the criminal prosecution of Eugene Yu. It has everything to do with it, Shady. Shady.
L.A. County investigators and prosecutors saw enough evidence that you had engaged in deliberate contract fraud involving stolen poll workers, PII, that a grand jury returned an indictment against him. And I want everybody to understand that, because I've noticed that some people don't understand that. It was an indictment. There was a grand jury seated in L.A. through the DA's office. That grand jury saw the evidence being presented to them by True the Vote and Greg Phillips, and because of that evidence, there was an indictment, and because of the indictment, there was an arrest. So just so you understand that, you know, the dynamic of this is kind of being shielded a little bit. So yeah, apparently, Shady, some evidence...
To put an exclamation point on that, he was actually arrested in Michigan and then moved to L.A. He was extradited. Right. I mean, this is a good process. This isn't just, and now he's out tethered to with a $500,000 bail, tethered to a GPS device, hanging out in a house while Greg and Catherine, Shady, are in solitary confinement. Isn't that great?
Doesn't that just paint the perfect picture of a crippled and defunct justice system right now?
It does. No? And FBI, right? So I just wanted to put an exclamation point on that, because you're right. A lot of people are like, oh, there's no arrest. There's been an arrest. There has been an arrest, 100%. Eugene Yu is hanging out, and the trial's not going to be until the mid-November after the elections for Eugene Yu in L.A. County. So apparently, Shady.
So apparently, some evidence does exist that Eugene Yu played a direct role in sending this massive amount of Connect client data to China, because this is what L.A. County has charged him for. But Judge Hoyt has no interest in learning about any of this. It appears to me, after reading the transcript of the contempt hearing, that Judge Hoyt is far more interested in helping Connick learn the identity of the people who exposed the crime that led to the massive breach of U.S. election infrastructure than he is on handling a simple case of defamation, which is essentially what he's looking at. Although Judge Hoyt may be of the opinion that a historical data breach of more than 1.8 million poll workers, PII, has nothing to do with the defamation case he's hearing, that doesn't square with how keenly he and Connick are interested in learning the name of the third FBI confidential informant who was present in the room the night that Greg was shown a remarkable hours-long presentation involving over 30 terabytes of illegally transferred election data. On top of every other weird thing going on in this case, Judge Hoyt seems to think he has the highest security classification in the nation and is thus demanding that Greg Phillips give him the name of the third person who is purported to be an FBI confidential informant. Oh, that's good. Well, Brian thinks like us, Jeff, that the judge doesn't have the highest form of classification.
Yeah. And let me take over Phillips' reluctance to produce that person's name in court to the judge, in large part, is the reason why he and Catherine Engelbrecht sit inside a Houston jail. As you are reading this, Phillips has stated that it would be illegal for him to expose an FBI confidential informant and that it would place that person's life in danger. Now, Shady, from what I understand, the judge was very, I understand that if you read the transcripts, and we've got the link to the transcripts, the_authority on True Social has those links. But he was very, like, if you read these, it's almost like he's the one trying the case. It's really weird.
It is.
So let's do this question and answer. Question. Ready? Who else was in that room with you and Mr. Hassan in Dallas of January 2021?
Greg Phillips. A confidential informant for the FBI.
What is his name?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You are at liberty to say because I'm ordering you to give me the name.
I'm a confidential informant, too. I can't do it.
So, by Mr. Pamphilis, you're refusing to answer the question, sir? Yes.
Yes.
So, Mr. Pamphilis, Your Honor, we ask that Mr. Phillips be held in contempt for refusing to answer this question. These concerns items number 5 in the TRO, specifically who was involved in accessing Connect's protected computers. This individual was in the room when it was being accessed. He was involved. He should be identified.
Another weird thing about this case, both Phillips and Engelbrecht made it clear in their testimony to the court that they currently do not know, nor did they ever have in their possession any of the 30-plus terabytes of data that is purported to have been downloaded from the Chinese server. Connect's lawyer appeared to be taken aback by Phillips' testimony that neither he nor Engelbrecht nor anyone associated with True the Vote ever had any of the supposedly hacked and stolen data in their possession. Phillips testified that the data was at all times in the possession of a different FBI contractor named Mike Hassan, and it was Mike Hassan who later handed over this data to the FBI. Phillips then very helpfully provides both Connect's lawyers and Judge Hoyt with the names of the FBI agents who took a report from him about his meeting with FBI confidential informant Mike Hassan. He even painstakingly spelled out the names of the two FBI special agents for the courtroom.
So the witness says, I'm sorry, H-U-Y, Bobby Nguyen, and Kevin McKenna. The court, spell that, please. H-U-Y, he goes by Bobby. The court, H-U-Y, the witness, middle. The court, excuse me, H-U-Y is one of the names? The witness, yes, sir. The court, what is the next part of the name? The witness, N-G-U-Y-E-N. Hoy Nguyen, the witness. It's pronounced we. That's right. Hoy we. That's how Nguyen is. The court. All right. That is his full name. Yes, sir, says Greg, it appears. Court. The court. That's the person that you met with that took the report? The witness says, yes, sir. Who's the other person? The witness. Kevin, K-E-V-E-N, McKenna, M-C-K-E-N-N-A. The court, as I understand, you're telling the court that these are the two FBI agents. These are the people who work for the federal government. The witness, yes, sir. The court, all right. And you met with them and they took the report from you. The witness, yes, sir. The court, and this was when? The witness, in sometime during February of 2021. The court, 2021? Yes, sir. So Phillips testifies that he had never had the Connect data. Mike Hassan had it, and it was reported to him later that when he was given the report to the FBI, that Hassan had handed the data over to the agency. This brings up another interesting wrinkle, Shady.
In attempting to learn who had exposed its criminal malfeasance, Connect would obviously not get anywhere trying to sue the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How far would Connect get in any federal court in demanding the agency cough up the name of its confidential informants? And assuming they managed to get the FBI to cooperate, Connect would still have to get these informants to cooperate and spill the beans on how they came to discover the 1.8 million poll worker names on the Chinese server and downloaded it, brought it to the FBI. And of course, Connect would then be very keenly interested in learning who at the FBI has possession of that data now and what exactly, if anything, or they, as an aside, I can think of even or events pointing to one recent thing the FBI did with this data it got from its ever elusive confidential informant, Mike Hassan, that would make Connect and its lawyers exceedingly irate. Keep reading to find out what's next or what it was.
While Connect wouldn't get anywhere trying to sue the FBI or the DOJ for this information, it appears they have no problem whatsoever in suing True the Vote's Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht in their attempts to find out who exposed their illegal shenanigans. And Judge Hoyt seems especially eager to assist Connect in this fishing expedition. This case has never been about any kind of real defamation claim. Instead, the claims of defamation are only a cover for what has already been really going on. Connect knows they won't get anywhere demanding answers from the FBI, which is why this current ludicrous lawsuit is engendering all this drama in Houston courtroom, and which is also why Greg and Catherine have been sitting in jail cells for 3 days now. And let me end this column by dropping the $56,000 question. If Phillips and Engelbrecht are telling the truth in their testimony, and they never had the 30 plus terabytes in their hands, and this 30 terabytes of data went from Mike Hassan to the FBI, where exactly did the LA County prosecutor and the grand jury get the evidence they saw that led them to indict and arrest Eugene Yu if it didn't come from True the Vote?
Boom. Boom. And statement right there.
Yeah. And there's a meme here, and I'd have gotten away with it too if it hadn't have been for you darn FBI confidential informants. There's Eugene Yu. I'd give you three guesses, but you're only going to need one, aren't you? The FBI. Stay tuned. I have a feeling there'll be more developments in this soon and troubling, fascinating case. But guys, I'm telling you right now, that was very well done. And I have those questions too, Shady Groove. The FBI, we're seeing the corrupt FBI from Mar-a-Lago to this, True the Vote, to, I mean, there's been so much, Shady.
Yeah, to your school board meetings. You know, look at everything that we have watched these people do, and it is absolutely unnerving to each day them to pile another one onto the pile. Like, they're not ever really taking any off the pile where they solve anything or fix anything. Seems like they engineered things. As a matter of fact, Jeff, I think that they were too busy at the Pelosi's last week to maybe look into this. They were had stuff to get set up over there, it seems like.
That's right. And we also saw that this Ivory Honkler, excuse me, Ivory Honker, no, Hecker.
Honkler. Hecker. Honker. Honker. Yeah.
Ivory Honker asked Trevor Fitzgibbon what his experience was like at the pit. And she refers to open source researchers as bloggers. And then the next sentence, she refers to George Webb as a journalist. Open source researchers are not bloggers, okay? These people are doing hours and hours of research to complete journalist pieces. I mean, these people at the pit, like ourselves, Shady Groove, and the Authority, and Kanako, and Cagdrogo, and Gus Coyote, and, you know, the list goes on, Shady, Brian Cates. We know what's going on, and she's interviewing people that doesn't know, but this guy, Trevor, who worked for True the Vote, actually had Greg and Catherine's back, and Ivory Honkler didn't like it. Check it out.
And to give it away to the public. Huh. But, you know.
I mean, give it away to the public. Did they have, like, actual data to show the public, or?
Well, I think that, yeah, I mean, this has been reported. I think that people who were there, I think there's a way that people could go up and see the information for themselves in kind of an open source way. I think anybody can see a lot of that stuff, you know, and like the geofencing stuff and other things like that. So I think they just wanted to get it out there. And you can do that, but when you already have an information operation against you and you already have mainstream media smearing you, it's really critical to get some key stories out there that can present this stuff in a way that can be taken seriously.
So it sounds like instead of, you know,
that's what I had wanted to do.
Instead of them putting out a big statement, they just kind of let the people, you know, the bloggers who were there in person run with their description.
Yeah, and that's all great. I think open source stuff is great, but there's so much content. Sometimes it's important to put some context in, and I think that because I think what they uncovered was so profound, and you know, the media had been so dismissive, like of the geofencing data that they had in regards to Georgia and other states. I wanted to fight. I wanted to fight the fight with the press and to get this stuff out there and to argue their case with journalists that this was legit. Was real. And you know, I think they just wanted to get it out, so they got it out. And now they are where they are, and I don't know what to do to help them, you know, but I wish I could.
Wow. Well, I want to get to some comments before we wrap this up. You know, I've never had haters pay me, but this is interesting. We're getting another super chat from Glenn. You're being blasted about your interview with George Webb, the deep state hack. Yes, I know I'm getting a lot of backlash. They're referring to my live stream yesterday in regards to this. Again, George Webb is one of four journalists, including me. I know some people are saying he's not a journalist. Well, four media members, including me, who were inside the courtroom on Monday, I wanted to get his take as someone else who was actually there and witnessed the arrest of Greg and Catherine. I know he had a controversial take, and it is good to look at a diversity of perspectives. And
not when it's a lie.
Careful. I mean, that guy targeted me. He came after me around the DNC leak and was saying that I was involved with a Dropbox and everything with Seth Rich. And like, he just had his facts completely wrong, you know? Yeah. And so I was just kind of watching this happen. And, you know, I just, it was kind of ridiculous, but at the
wow. So he was actually attacked by George Webb as well, Shady Groove. I mean, you know, he is a deep state hack. He is not a member of the media. He's been in the conspiracy circles for a long time, Shady.
Yeah, he has. And he's been generating false narratives for a long time. I mean, he's like a walking real raw news. I mean, let's be honest about it. And the guy's really not been over the target very much at all over the course of the last 15 or 20 years that he's been around. And so, you know, I understand what I'm saying. Oh, you want to have a diverse viewpoint? No, like you don't bring people on to just smear and lie because you want to have a diverse viewpoint. That's very disingenuous, man. I don't think she's being honest right there.
And, you know, having Steinbart on her podcast a couple times is probably good too, right? Because he's Q. Like, she actually spoke to Q, right, Shady?
She Steinbarted.
Yeah, she got Steinbarted. Her name is Ivory Honker. She walked away from MSM. That's right, Moody Miss. Ivory Honker. So, Authority Q also said, enjoy your $15 lunch I brought you, Ivory Hacker. Keep shining your BS, and we'll keep showing up to call you out. This is my favorite
Another,
game. Check it out.
Super chat. Guys, the haters are paying me. If you're sending hate, at least you're paying me. Thank you. Ivory is a shill. Have Steinbart on to talk TTV. Clown emoji. When you are this triggered by someone's hate, you should, you know.
Where's our honk sound?
I don't understand.
Let's hear what he said.
You are this triggered by someone's news coverage. Maybe you should, you know.
Who are they saying you're a shill for? I don't understand.
Well, apparently if I'm asking too many questions, then I'm a shill for someone. You got to ask yourself why you're being triggered. And the people who are willing to hear all perspectives without getting triggered are the ones who are going to get closest to the truth, I think. me saying yesterday that I did indeed talk to multiple people on the right who said that they are pumping the brakes about Greg Phillips, asking some more questions about him, hoping that he's a good guy, but not sure. And, you know, I brought all that up, and I think it's good to just question everything. All right, we have another one. George Webb is a shill too. Well, thank you for the super chat. I appreciate your contribution.
I love him.
Shill harder. Gosh.
I mean, you know, that's awesome, Authority Brother. That is so good. So good. You know, and that's
they
what we
really
do.
Don't I mean, know who they're messing with.
Maybe she should go to the Authority on True Social. Maybe get them on the. I mean, he's written some Substacks. Maybe you want to get him on the show, Ivory. Maybe he's done more journalism than you've ever thought about doing, instead of sitting there with your little sweater on saying, look at my boobs.
Muh, boobs.
Sorry, I had to.
I think we should follow your suggestion there, because, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. If you're trying to get to the bottom of a story, why you don't try to go to the people that are the closest connected to the people who are part of the story? Catherine and Greg are the story right now with what's going on with the contempt charge. Why is it going on? What are they doing? Why don't they come to the people who were at the pit and try to talk to us, instead of bringing George Webb on to say that the people at the pit were FBI agents gathered from around the country and brought together? In all reality, it was some of the greatest journalists, actual journalists, I've ever been in a room with.
Yeah. And Gus Coyote's out here too. There he is. Gus Coyote, we love you, brother. Keep digging, and really big fan of your work and a big fan of you. We met at the mini pit, I guess we call it, and was very honored awesome. To meet you. Yeah, and he's saying, ha, 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 breathe. So, you know, it's really interesting. And this is a tweet from at Gus Q-U-I-X-O-T-E, at Gus Q-U-I-X-O-T-E. It's been really interesting watching the politics inside MAGA media shift from the last few months. It's become very apparent who is about controlling the narrative and who is about actually doing something. I see you. Don't forget, you know nothing about me. It's a good comment. Yeah. I mean, you do, Gus, your reporting is, and the way that you write, you're amazing. We'll get his Substack out there as well. You got to check out his stuff. Cagdro, The Authority, Kankoa, and Brian Cates. I might be missing some. Please help me out in the chat if I am.
Yeah, Gus is awesome. He comes over and helps me with the shills on True Social. He's great. I love him.
That's right. So there's a little bit there. We're going to be leaving Brighton.tv in a few minutes. Thank you very much, Brighton.tv, for tuning into the MG show. This is a very big news, but don't let the shills tell you otherwise. Only take what's important. We're going to go over a little bit of Biden. We're going to go over a little bit of the panic in DC that's happening and all this other stuff. It's all noise. Paul Pelosi getting beaten by a hammer by an illegal immigrant from Canada. I mean, basically beaten and hammered by his own policies that he supports. So I do feel bad for you, Paul Pelosi, a 82-year-old man being beaten with a hammer. But now I want to know the real story. And apparently some of the stuff, Shady Groove, on the body cams was only shown to the Pelosi family and not to the people. There's something wrong here. And then they try to tie Paul Pelosi's hammer attack on an immigrant from Canada to J6. I mean, these people are insane. What's up is down, right is left. And the biggest thing to focus on right now, five days to the election, Shady, is vote.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you did, I mean, I feel sorry for you if you did, but if you watched Joe Biden last night, it literally took him 30 seconds. He was at the podium, and 30 seconds later, he is saying that the assailant inside Nancy's house was screaming the same words that they were screaming on January 6th. I think I actually said that they were going to be doing this on Monday because it's just completely obvious. Where's Nancy? Like, nobody, trust me, nobody running around in the streets of San Francisco is looking for Nancy Pelosi. I promise you that is not the case. These people are incensed. They are insane. And what Joe Biden did last night, it was like dark Brandon on steroids. I've never heard, that's the second most dark speech I've ever heard from a president. And I'm telling you, I don't like it. I don't like any of it. I don't like the idea that you can go up there and act like that you are so some hierarchy to the American people. You're literally, he's talking down to you. Did Trump ever talk down to the people? The only people that Trump talked down to were the people that were attacking him and he would punch down. But look at what Biden is doing. Supposedly, they've got this hierarchical thing all backwards, Jeff. It's like the people are supposed to be at the top. And the politicians are supposed to be at the bottom, but they think it's the other way. They think it's That's the right. politicians at the top and the people at the bottom, and they're standing on us. That is what we're in the process of reversing.
And right here is Gus, GUSQUIXOTE.substack.com. Get over there. Let me read it first. He's got some great. It's not just pull, chief. It may be your kids, too. The man in the box. The LJ Connick Sean, who knew when, an FBI story. What does Pull Chief have to do with me? What does it have to do with you? These are very good questions, and he explores those. This is the authority right here. Let me read it first. But feel free to donate to these guys, man. They work really hard, man. And this is the new slideshow. And I think maybe, we'll go over this right now because we got 5 minutes left to the end of the hour. But Connick slideshow, understanding the Chinese connections between the software companies and foreign adversaries, a PowerPoint slideshow that you need to show your counties and your sheriffs. And then this is the PDF that you can download. But here it is. This is Connick, understanding the connections between software companies and foreign adversaries. So Connick owns a total of three patents. And there are the patents there. Device and method for selection of options by motion gestures. Device and methods for selection by options by motion gestures. And system and data processing method for online voting and absentee elections. Or, anyways, please note that one of three patents was awarded in China. Okay? That's why you see the Chinese.
You're getting better at reading. You're getting better at reading Chinese. That was really good. Thank you.
Thank you. Yep, you're welcome. And it would have been a lot more. But this is another slide. And this should be, if you're using Poll Chief or not, take this to your election people, guys. This is a good one to just take. This is the evidence, basically, in a nutshell, in a nice PowerPoint presentation. So this is the device and method section of options by motion gesture shown on hongzhengtech.cn. This is a Chinese website talking about patents. You see this USA patent number 8949745. There it is. And who is record on that is admin at Connec. And then here's another one. J Deng at Hongzheng Tech. That's the hongzhengtech.cn website. Register contact email to Jiang Deng. Okay. Please note, this is another one. This is the application number for both published patents, okay? These are the Jinhua Connec Inc. published the patent CN1046378A on May 13, 2015, latter to be transferred to Jinhua Hongzheng Technology Company Limited on October 7th, 2015, under patent number CN1046. So you see the different patents. It went over to, you see that? All right. Mm-hmm. So 2dmeeting.cn is a registered to admin.connect.com, guys. Here's the way back, 2dmeeting.com. Who owned 2D Meeting in the past? And there's two records, Eugene Yu. He's got 121 domains, 71 with this email address. There it is, 2dmeeting.cn and hongzhengtech.cn. See that, guys? So this is the Chinese and American patents, guys. This is found on 2D Meetings as a patent number, the patent application, right? It's registered to Eugene Yu at Connec, and 2dmeeting.cn is registered to admin@connec.com. 2dmeeting.cn shows the CCP logo on their website, Shady Groove. Registered to admin.connec.com, which is supposed to be a U.S. company. There's no defamation there, Shady. Mm-hmm. It's all open source, guys. These are our fabulous researchers. And authority did a great job putting this together. Please get it. This is Hongzheng Technology Limited is listed at the bottom of 2dmeeting.cn, registered by admin at Connec. We got that. So there it is. Look at this, Lenovo. That's Chinese. If you got a Lenovo, that's actually IBM sold that to China, Huawei, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. The Xingwang Hongzheng Technology Company, which has more than 200 employees, is a voting technology provider for China's National People's Congress in more than 20 provinces across China. That's how they fix their elections in China. Are you guys happy now? Hongzheng Technology is partnered with Lenovo, Huawei, China Telecom, China Unicom, China Mobile, and has a branch offices in Hangzhou, Shenzhen, Nanjing, Wuhan, and other places, according to the company's website. You know, and we can keep going on. This is it. This is another one. Hongzheng Tech Technology lists Jinhua Yulian Network Connec LTD as their own predecessor, according to their Weibo account. It's all right here. It's predecessor. Jinhua Yulian Network Technology Company LTD, Connec LTD, was established in November of 2005. Look at this, guys. So the LTD's website are all counties in the U.S., Canada, where Connec holds contracts for election management systems, guys. Eugene Yu praised the former vision of Chinese President Comrade Jiang Zemin, as he wrote in Chinese, quote, after a lot of practice and many years of scientific and technology investment in line with principle of political task first and economic benefits of our enterprise second, our company has perfected and formed the whole set of election management theory and software tools in line with China's national conditions. So you are now in line with China's national conditions right here in America. Shady Groove.
What do you think about that, my friends? I tell you one thing, Jeff, one thing that makes me think about, you don't need a patent for a paper ballot. That's what it makes me think about. You don't need software technology to count paper ballots either. They used to have these very, very non-complicated machines, and you would just put them through there and it would show you where the little places were punched out. think we need to go back to hanging chads.
And the last one, here's Connect.com, and here's Yulian.cn. Look at the same pictures, guys. Same photos, same website banners, you know, guys, and there's more to it. But basically, download a copy of that presentation. I'll drop that in chat if it hasn't already. But Shady Groove, we'll be back hour number two in a couple of minutes. Wow, how hours fly by. Shady Groove, we'll see you over there. mg.show/donate. Thank you very much for all your donations. Shady, take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products. Thank you.
number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
How did we get here? Inside the masquerade, pretending we're not afraid, behind safety's veneer. Are you awake while they're handing out yellow stars? The history book's screaming out, we've seen this before. Under the floor, we've forgotten who we are. It's in our DNA to be free. We're not made to live this way. Pushed to our knees, 'cause we're falling fast asleep. Can't stand for liberty, bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way. We've traded free hands, fought by the blood of men, for illusions of guarantees, just to be slaves again. Liberty's flame still burns through the darkest night. Will you open your eyes to see? Will we be brave again? Under the sand, we've forgotten who we are. It's in our DNA to be free. We're not made to live this way. Pushed to our knees, 'cause we're falling fast asleep. Can't stand for a liberty, bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way. Has fear become the new religion? We're passing on to our children. Tables while we still have time. Will you join me turning tables while we still have time? Under the sky, we've forgotten who we are. It's in our DNA to be free. We're not made to live this way. Pushed to our knees, 'cause we're falling fast asleep. Can't stand for liberty, bowing to tyranny. It's not meant to be this way.
That's Lauren Kelly, Liberty, directed by Matthew Thayer. Matthew's been on this show before, and we're going to have him on the show as well. What a beautiful song. It kind of hits home today for me. You know, being free and living free. And you know, I want to read you to what Matt Thayer said when I told him that we're going to play the song on the show today, Shady. He basically said that this song was written for episode 2 of The Reawakening. But the episode was delayed, so they decided to push it out on a music video first. And it's going bananas all over the world. And we are getting amazing comments on how it's refreshing people's battered souls all over the world. Shady Group.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of battered souls on planet Earth, but it's healing. There is an air of healing, and the healing can't begin until we recognize the trauma. And all of us together, I think, right now are realizing that we have all been put through an unbelievable trauma pretty much our whole lives, being controlled, being condensed, being silenced in different ways. People that have tried to talk about the truth of 9/11, people that have tried to talk about the truth of the FBI and all of these other events and school shootings for years and years and years, and getting no traction. And right now we find ourselves on the precipice of a moment where there's traction, guys. And that's what we're here to tell you every day, that we have a lot of traction. You have a lot of people behind you, and the spirit of freedom and the spirit of liberty is not dead. It's not a burning ember. It's a raging bonfire. You just got to know where to look for it. It's being hidden from you. And all of us collectively coming back to the conversation, realizing what's important, reprioritizing a little bit, and focusing on the way forward is a very, very good thing, friends.
Yeah. And, you know, it hits me home today too, because, you know, even in your own lives, you know, things are happening to people. And, Lauren Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, go right here. This is the YouTube channel right here. Lauren Kelly, Liberty official music video. Tell them that, the MG show sent you. Let them know that you heard it here. Get over there right now, check them out, and, leave a nice comment. I think that song is so beautiful, and it's depicting of this great time that we're living in, but reminding us of the great suffering and loss, and how we must fight and stand our ground and tell the truth and continue to fight every day, Shady.
Yeah. And that is, you know, telling the truth sometimes is a very brave act. And we are, you know, as Americans, we're conditioned. Maybe we could take it for granted a little bit, the idea of freedom of speech. I think a lot of people took that for granted, thought that everybody just had it and it was just plugged in and it would just go along. But then all of a sudden things start to happen where the government doesn't want you to know things or talk about things. And that gets the tables turned almost immediately. And at the end of the day, that's what we wanted to happen, Jeff. You know, we wanted people to see the hypocrisy, because we know there's no better red pill than a good heavy dose of hypocrisy. So here you go. You're getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good, guys. Let them know that the MG show sent you. That would really mean a lot to us. So we know that we helped them get that song out there. It is on YouTube. The link's being dropped right there as well. But wow, Shady Groove. Then we had this.
Democracy is in the ballot for all of us. We must remember that democracy is a covenant. We need to start looking out for each other again.
So since when has democracy been a covenant, Shady Groove?
I'm not sure. Maybe you could update me on that. Do you have a memo or like a cheat card, or where do I got to go to find that?
Covenant.
So a covenant is an agreement. There was a covenant between them, and her name was never to be mentioned. Agree by lease, deed, or other legal contract.
Covenant.
So the covenant that he is referring to is the democracy that they implanted upon your republic circa the end of the Civil War, that turned into the United States of America and body politic, and now can be pointed at to as the Pesos Trust, or you probably know it as the Federal Reserve.
And SSGQ reminds us that we are a republic, not a democracy. Spot on, my friend. Now, do you think they got the eyes on the steel? Are they going to steal? Let's listen to the resident in chief.
This is the first time since the national election of 2020. Once again, we're seeing record turnout all over the country. And that's good. We want Americans to vote. We want every American's voice to be heard. Now we have to move the process forward. We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens and democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be paid.
be paid? What? I don't know what it means. But anyways, listen, do you remember, Shady, you know, I was a Ron Paul fan, right? So I voted for Ron Paul and all that stuff every time. And I was starting to make, you know, McCain and Romney and all these guys, Hillary and Obama and Obama. They called it right as soon as the polls closed. Do you guys remember this?
Yep.
Am I the only one that remembers this? Now it's going to take 3 to 4 days. Why, Joe? Why?
No. No, whenever I was young, Jeff, whenever the 1996 midterms, 1998, they had the winners like almost as they were posting the first results. The results would come in. It would be like 45-50% reporting. X candidate would have 6 or 8% more, and then there would be no way the other person could catch up, much like what we even saw with Donald Trump in 2020. He had like 800,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania, and then after a week of counting, he lost by like 20,000 votes. Very, very disturbing if you believe in freedom and if you believe your voice matters and counts. They are stealing it from you, and that's why we're being so loud here. That's why all these patriots are here. That's why the patriots like the authority, SSGQ, CAG Drogo, Gus, Brian Cates. That's the reason these people are here, because they understand that without information, you're lost in the wilderness, and they also understand open source information just like we do. And it's not like you don't have to hack anything to find systemic government corruption. They leave it laying on the surface so you can pick it up.
We've got so many ways to cheat. Choose one. You've got the Dominion Skittle machines. You've got the ballot harvesters, the mules. You've got how they fund it. They funded it through foreign billionaires, foreign and domestic billionaires, guys, through Arabella Advisors. This is how they fund it. CTCL from the Zuckerberg Foundation. That's where the boxes came from. These boxes are illegal. They're illegitimate. What is the chain of custody? We don't know. Is there a chain of custody? We don't know. There are serious, real questions, if we all put our big boy pants on, to be asked, Shady Groove.
And isn't that interesting how the left gets offended by you asking the question? They're not concerned about the answer to the question. They're concerned because you're asking the question. And Joe Biden said that last night. He essentially said that anybody that is asking questions about the election, but only the very specific election of 2020, not including all of the Democrats that questioned the 2018 or the 2016 election. He's not talking about those. He's only talking about the people that think that Donald Trump won that election. Very, very interesting how you can boil that down and make sense of it when you look at it like that. You can't.
And Technofog says it was a very dark speech from Biden last night. In his last chance to persuade voters before the midterms, he threatened the wrong vote for his opponents was an existential threat to democracy. The desperation and scare tactics when you have nothing else left to offer. This is what they give you.
In a typical year, we're often not faced with questions of whether the vote we cast will preserve democracy or put us at risk. But this year we are.
Wow. Wow, Shady. And then Biden announced to the world that they're going to be cheating by dumping ballots, essentially, Shady.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. And we know that many states don't start counting those ballots till after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases, we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well. That's how it's supposed to work.
That's not how it's supposed to work. And we are not a democracy, Joe Biden. You've got nothing left. You've got inflation. You've got wars. You've got, I mean, Shady, you've got people coming through the borders. You've got the fentanyl crisis. You've got Ukraine. You've got the Afghanistan failed pullout. You've got so much gas prices. How's that working for you, everybody? Food prices, everything, Shady Groove. What happens when all the Democrats will cry foul when they all lose in this 2020 midterm, Shady Groove? What happens then?
Let me tell you, it's very interesting how concerned that he is about who counts the votes, not who casts the vote. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that he would bring it up in that manner to not respect the people that are making the choice? It was at one point in our politics that the candidate would respect your ability to choose. Joe Biden is not doing that at all. He is telling you, you have to pick me, or you are a whatever. I mean, the list is, you know, 10 words long, whatever we are.
Yeah, it's crazy, guys. And a lot of people don't understand what they've done to us with democracy, Shady. And, you know, really, I think, I can't remember who said it out here, but somebody said, you're basically voting against communism. Yeah, socialism, communism, whatever ism you want to call it, that's what you are voting against when you vote all red up and down the ticket, no matter what. No matter if one candidate is good or bad, it won't matter. Guys, because when we are all in line and when we, the people, finally have our government back, it's not going to matter that that guy was corrupt before. He can't be corrupt now because we're going to hold him to it, Shady. And I think people need to realize that we need to understand what the difference between a democracy and a republic is, Shady.
Yeah, well, human nature, you know, I mean, in all reality, you know, we are people, guys. We have the ability to question because we are people. America gives us that opportunity to question. Freedom of speech is not supposed to be freedom to make statements. It's supposed to be freedom to ask questions of your government, who you hire. In other words, it would be like me hiring someone to come work for me and then not caring about what he did every day. It makes no sense, guys. You have to boil this down to understand, but I've never seen panic like this. I've never seen desperation like this. I think that we thought that we were seeing desperation even maybe a year or so ago, after a year or so after Trump had lost that election. But right now you're seeing panic that we can't even describe it. I don't even know that there's words to describe what there's, because it's not just in America. You know, the people of Brazil, the people of the Netherlands. Yeah, that's it.
I got the word. An awake populace is what they fear. You being awake is what they fear the most. And that's what you are. Even our Democrat friends are starting to see it, Shady Groove. And you know, people don't understand. We did that PACER research talking about the corporation. You know, a democracy is you at the bottom of the pecking order. A republic is God first, then you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play with Red Beckman, Democracy versus Republic, because this is how they set up the democracy, which is the foundation of what they call the United States of American body politic. It's the trust fund that was set up by the PACERs, Shady. And let's play this Red Beckman, Democracy versus Republic. I think it's going to enlighten a lot of people.
I think that's a great idea to put that here. Good idea. Great piece.
What is the difference? Thank you, Shady. We are going to show you now. This guy is awesome. Make sure you archive this video, because once it gets shown, it'll probably be missing. But he actually shows you how we became a democracy and what the difference between democracy and republic is. Red Beckman.
One of the major lies that was taught to the American people came about through our government school system. In the government school system, they taught us, as I said before, they taught us about how the government was supposed to function, at least from the government point of view. And one of the things that they taught us was that our form of government is a democracy where the majority rules. A majority rule democracy, and we can rarely turn on the television news but what we see some politician talking about our democracy. Or they're talking about over in Russia how their President Yeltsin is trying to put together a democracy. Now, every place that we have tried to go in and create a democracy, those people have always had trouble. They say we have to protect this democracy thing, and they said we went into Vietnam and to help those people create a democracy over there, and what we did was create a tremendous mess. A lot of our good young American blood was shed over there on that foreign soil. It seems like we're not doing too well over in Somalia, and we're not doing too well in Haiti. We didn't do too well down in San Salvador. And every place we've gone trying to instill a democracy, we end up with chaos. Well, the reason for that is very simple, because a democracy has never worked in all of history. It has been tried, and it has been proven a failure every time that it has been tried, and it is a failure in this country. But they are still teaching the students in our schools, our government schools, that we have a democracy. Now, a democracy is a system that will not work. And I am here to explain to you why it won't work. And the way I do that is this. Most of you have heard the term pecking order. The biologists, they went out in the barnyard and they watched the chickens in the barnyard, and they came to the conclusion that every flock of chickens had a chicken that was dominating the entire flock. And each chicken in that society had its proper position. Each chicken knew where it belonged in that chicken society. Every herd of cows I've had coming from Montana and having a few cows of my own, I have recognized the fact that in every herd of cows you will have a boss cow, a dominant critter in that herd of cows. Now, human societies are no different. In every governmental society on the face of the earth, you will find that there is a pecking order. Somebody is at the top and somebody's at the bottom, and then there are those in between. The military. It doesn't make any difference what military you're talking about. Has a pecking order, only they call it the chain of command. And when you go into the military, they teach you the chain of command. That's probably the first thing you're going to learn when you go into the military. And you're going to be taught very specifically that as a new recruit, you have no power. The power is all up the ladder. And so the democracy form of government will have a pecking order. And we must understand that pecking order if we're going to understand how our system was designed to function 200 years ago. The pecking order in a majority rule democracy is here. You will notice, of course, I have the pecking order over here in the Constitutional Republic, which is our lawful form of government. The founders of this country, the word democracy was a dirty word in their vocabulary. Thomas Paine, the great motivator of the American War of Independence, he said, a democracy is the vilest form of government there is. James Madison, who is known as the father of our U.S. Constitution, he said, a democracy will lead to the loss of property rights. It will lead to chaos. They knew that a democracy would not work, and they tried to warn us about the dangers of a democracy. But here we are, 200 years later, and our government controls the schools, and they're teaching that we have a democracy. Thomas Paine must be spinning in his grave, because we today in this country have a vile form of government. What does that word vile mean? Well, I think the word evil probably is more fitting, and we probably understand that a little better today if we say we have an evil government. Now, the pecking order. Right at the top in the pecking order here in this system, we have Group X. I will explain who Group X is after I go through the rest of the list, because no one has ever told us anything about there being a Group X up there at the very top in our political system. They taught us that the majority controlled the government with their vote on election day, this vote right here. They said that the majority controls the government. The government then, of course, controls the public servants. They create the case and the statute law. The statute law, of course, creates the corporations. And guess who's on the bottom in this democratic system? We, the people, are individuals, are on the bottom. We are powerless today in the system if you are operating under the rules and the teaching that was given to you in the government school. You are powerless if you're not using your grand jury vote and your trial jury vote to to control that monster. Most Americans find themselves right here on the bottom today. They go to the polls on election day, and they are confronted with a ballot that has two evils. Two evils. You've got two candidates running for the same office, and they're both evil, and you try to figure out which is the lesser of two evils, right? And you walk out of those polls after you have cast your ballot, and you are frustrated, and you feel absolutely powerless. The reason is you're on the bottom. That registered voter that understands his jury, his grand jury and his jury power, he's not that concerned, because he knows that if he gets on that grand jury or on that trial jury, he can make his vote count. He has some power because he has knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is truth stored in the mind. If you have lies stored in the mind, you don't have any knowledge, do you? You have degrees. You perhaps have all kinds of letters behind your name. PhD, perhaps. But if it was the lies you believed that qualified you for that PhD, you don't have knowledge. These people down here don't have knowledge. They have believed the lie, and they believe that their only power is that one vote on election day. Group X, who are they? Every Monday morning, we have 12 bankers that go back to Washington, D.C. These 12 bankers are unelected. They never run for office. You will never see their names on a ballot. You are not going to have any choice as to who they are. They are unknown, and they will remain unknown because they don't want you to know who they are. And they don't want you to understand how much power they have because they control the majority. We go back to 1979, October of 79. Jimmy Carter is at towards the end of his four-year term as President of the United States. He has not announced for re-election. However, everyone in this country knows that he will run for re-election. Ronald Reagan has been running since 1976 for the Republican nomination in 1980. These bankers, this group right here, 12, they have decided that Jimmy Carter is not going to have a second four-year term in the White House. They have decided that it is going to be Ronald Reagan who will be the next president of the United States. And so they started raising the interest rates in October of 1979. Every time the interest rates went up a point or a half a point, you had another million or so of our countrymen who were out of a job. Steel workers, auto workers, loggers, sawmillers, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, so many of these people were out of work, and we had what they called a recession. And interest rates went all the way up to 20%, and who got blamed for it? Was it Group X that was blamed for all of that? No. Nobody blamed them. They all blamed Jimmy Carter.
Pretty interesting, huh, Shady?
I think that's a great piece to connect with what we were just discussing here today and what Biden discussed last night and the parsing of words that they're doing. And by parsing the words like that, they essentially are attempting to create a division, making us out to be less than human, okay? I do not perceive my Democrat friends and family as subhuman, okay? I see them as lost and uninformed, but I do not see them as subhuman, and that's the narrative that Joe Biden is attempting to institute within their base to weaponize against people in their reality. Like, it is it's a message. It's an action message coming from him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It is. It's a division message. He's supposed to be a unifier, allegedly, right, Shady?
That's what he ran on.
That's what he ran on. So, you know, you guys, I know that video. It's an old video. And, you know, it's... I'm going to put it on True Social. I'll give you guys the link in a minute, but
You know, that's Red Beckman, and that's what a democracy is and a republic is. That's exactly what it is. And who are the bankers? What do they manage? They manage the trust. It's all there, Shady.
And who are the politicians? You know, we take this another level into the Senate and the controlledness of the senators that are out there. Who are they really loyal to? And we do not, right now, we currently don't have, I mean, there might, you know, Mike Lee, maybe. There's like a couple that are good, but there's very, very few. This is so important. Are we going to get all the rhinos out on November 8th? No, we're not. We're not going to be able to get them all out. They're not all running for office. But what's going to happen is once we get a good amount of America First elected and in there, guess what starts to happen? When people are in the majority in an environment, they start acting in a semblance with that majority. Currently, the Senate and the Congress, the majority of the mindset is anti-Trump, anti-this, pro-Ukraine, all these nonsense. Whenever people get up there and they start to change the narrative and the majority becomes a different opinion, all of the sheep will flock to that thought form. And that's a little bit of what we're setting up here.
That's right. And, you know, we've got to fight for our republic, guys. It's not a democracy. It's God, then you. And you listen to Donald J. Trump, that speech that will get Donald Trump elected, that Q dropped many, many times. I'm giving the government back to you. And this is how we do it. People are like, how do we do it? Is it just a vote? No, it's restructuring the whole entire system from the Federal Reserve to the trusts in Delaware, all the way to the politicians and you getting involved with your government. You need to vote. You need to make this wave happen, guys. Red Tsunami 2022, Shady Groove.
Democracy comes for free. A republic has a cost. That's because republic has a value. There's a value to a republic. That's why there is a cost. You must fight. A democracy will be given to you and shown to you and told to you that this is the way that you must walk. That's the difference.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Shady. And I understand that you have something that you want to read as well. It might fit pretty good in here, right? What do you think, Shady Groove?
I do. I have something I wanted to bring to you guys. It's going to take me a minute to read through this, but Stephanie Bell out there sent me this morning. I think this plugs in amazingly well to the current moment as we roll up into the 2022 midterm elections. And this is a little bit of a brief overview of what's our adventure been. What's our adventure been for the last 4 years? So I'm going to read this to you guys here. And I'm not sure if you are in the chat and you wrote this and sent this, Steph, I'm not sure exactly who wrote this. So if you'd like to credit them, I would appreciate that or send it back. But I see a lot of people are beginning to get fearful now and are losing faith. So I thought I'd better put some of these minds at ease. 5 years ago, you had a military intelligence group of insiders come to you. The people through a back channel in the depths of the internet to warn you about what was coming. In that time, they taught you how to read current events as they play out and to see the coded communications that are put out to help people piece together things as they progress. The media was never going to do it for us. The choice to know was always yours. This operation was a circumvention of the entire globalist media complex designed in such a way that it could cut through their fog of propaganda and reach the already awakened core of humanity so they could begin to learn and to disseminate this information to the rest. This is what Anons do. Without this bringing together of free thinkers from across the world and giving them a vehicle in which they could use their skills, there would never be a great awakening. You would be going through these dark events now without a slither or a glimpse into what is going on, and you would simply be fumbling around in the dark, never knowing the good people are working on your behalf to reverse this system of enslavement and bring justice to the world. Since Q and Trump, what has happened? The Queen died 1776 days from the first Q post, might I add. Harvey Weinstein has been put in jail. Epstein has been killed. Ghislaine Maxwell thrown in jail for over 20 years, and she is still likely to speak about the celebrity in the political client list. Constant removals of CEOs, resignations across the world, large corporations beginning to tank. Long-held global institutions are coming under increasing pressure and being exposed. Constant changes in prime ministers in Britain and other European countries. Russia invading Ukraine and exposing the staggering amount of corruption in biological weapon laboratories in that country. ISIS has been eviscerated. U.S. troops are no longer in Afghanistan or fighting faraway war. COVID-19 and the various variants have flopped, including the monkeypox, which lasted no more than a month before going quiet. People are protesting in every nation on earth for the truth, justice, and freedom. And to this day, we have had about 10-plus military coups take place in countries where we know that there has been large amounts of Western corruption taking place. Elon Musk has just bought Twitter, leaving them without control of their largest brainwashing platform on the internet to fact-check world leaders like Hillary Clinton. They have lost control of the internet and the information war, for that matter. Their censorship attacks only further fuel the fire and make more people question the official narrative. Russia is bringing the most serious allegations in the history of the world regarding biological experiments to the UN Security Council and is about to set up a commission to investigate it. They've also talked about the origins of COVID and started Ukraine is and started in Ukraine is involved. There are hundreds more things I could add to this list, and if I remember, I will edit them in. This is designed to make you see how quickly things have progressed over the course of the last few years and that there is indeed a war taking place. Not a war between factions, but a war between good and evil, and we are winning. We do the work on the ground. White hats do the heavy lifting. And this is why, this is why it's military-civilian alliance. The precipice we are now going through is not meant to be easy. It is meant to be remembered. Remembered so that this can never be allowed to happen again. And I know it's not easy, but you must trust yourself and trust that everything is going to be all right, because it is. Have faith and stay strong. We will prevail. I think that is an amazing message on this day, 4.5 days before the 2022 midterms. I want to see you guys up. I want to see you out there. I want to see lines at those polling centers going around the corners looking like a Trump rally, everyone, from coast to coast. And but the reason that they can't get you the numbers is because it's midnight on the East Coast and there's people still standing in line to vote, okay? That's the type of enthusiasm that we want to see. This is the way that we actually generate change. You cannot utilize violence or force to generate change in America. That is totalitarian. That is dictatorship. That is not who we are. We use the law and we use doing things the right way. If we can achieve that, guys, we can do anything. If we can achieve what we've just achieved over the last 5 years already, we can do anything, but we can't do it unless we understand it and plug in and participate. So that's, I thought that was really great. And Jeff seemed to plug right into the show today.
It does. And it also plugs in the Q post 1747. No matter what happens, the media will not push the truth. MSM implicated in highest level treason event in U.S. modern history. Refer back to previous drops. Witnessing highest level treason event unfold in U.S. worldwide modern day history. Have you ever witnessed so many Congress Senate seats vacate in a short period of time? Have you ever witnessed so many CEO BODs, board of directors, vacate events in a short period of time? Have you ever witnessed the DOJ, FBI, what is known, fire, release, vacate events in a short period of time? Have you ever witnessed all the vacating party, all positions, challenging, fighting, push for the removal of the entering duly elected POTUS? Have you ever witnessed a former U.S. presidential travel around the world ahead, behind of the current attempting to undo, threaten, hide, cover up, prevent current illegal, corrupt, evil events? Have you ever witnessed 40 to 50,000 sealed indictments, which is now 300,000 growing to not all federal criminal? Have you ever witnessed so many pedo child EXP people go down? Have you ever witnessed a similar like group rise up, mimics Nazi Germany with similar like logo, push, etc.? Have you ever witnessed a DEFCON scare event? Have you ever witnessed unauthorized missile fires? Photo evidence yet dismissed. Have you ever witnessed a political foundation? Have you ever witnessed political foundations receive hundreds of millions of dollars from specific terrorist sponsors or organizations, etc., only to immediately cease once they get out of power? All during the same period of time. Nothing is happening? Not fast enough? Do you understand, comprehend what we are currently dealing with? People are dying. We are under threat of kill every second of the day. Those who you trust the most are the most evil. This is not a game. Humanity is at stake. No spelling errors intended. Mobile, unknown. If above, Q, Shady.
Wow. Wow. Boy, that post is from 4 years ago, over 4 years ago. You guys understand the gravity of what we're talking about here? I know everybody thinks that things are just a game and, oh, we can just play around and we could say this about people and we could say this about people. Why do you have to do that? If you've got the information right in front of you, why do you have to do that? Why can't you take what you got in front of you and use the tools to move forward instead of attempting to drag down something that is moving forward, to add weight to something that is already light? Why would you do that unless you had an agenda? And that goes for anyone who, the people that goes for, hear it.
It does. And let's do this. This is the video that will get Donald Trump elected. It's the same thing, same message. Listen to it again with your new ears.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up.
Lock her up.
Powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Make America great again. What do you think, Shady Groove? I mean, that was a great piece to bring in as well. I think we're understanding what a democracy is. He does understand it. That's why he's giving it back to you. We showed you Red Beckman showing you the difference between a democracy and a republic. God is at the top, then you, then everything else. Different laws, tort law, all the other things, all the things that they've done to maneuver you out of your great republic. We have exposed it right here today on the MG Show, Shady Groove.
I think that we did a pretty good job. And much like in the spiritual realms, this is the way that they manipulate. They manipulate with deception, they manipulate with lies, and then they manipulate with mockingbirding the deception and the lies over and over again until you feel like you're an outcast if you think differently than the normal groupthink or news speak of the day. It couldn't be more clear. I know why they stopped getting children to read 1984, because it was going to be really hard to implement 1984 against us whenever we were young. So they had to stop kids from reading that book and then weaponize them, which is currently the pattern that we're in right now. Guys, you got to take it seriously. You got to take your schooling your children seriously. Who teaches them is a big deal, and you can't just shove them into whatever school is closest to you. You got to go meet the teachers. You got to be at the meetings. You got to participate in the PTA. You have to do those things, or you have to homeschool. The responsibility is yours at the end of the day. You don't get to bring your kid home from college after they're 24 years old and look at them and see that they're all screwed up and think the school did it. You did it. Yeah. You didn't instill enough value. You didn't instill enough patriotism. You didn't teach them the law of the land. You didn't teach them the difference between a monarch and a republic. You didn't do that enough to where they were able to change their mind. This is the problem we have. Teach your kids to love one another and respect one another and to recognize that this is the greatest country God ever created, because he created it by the people, not by an oligarch or a monarch or a bloodline. The people. Can we keep it? It's a story that's still unfolding.
That's right. Qshaw Mack, we love you. And he knows what your country being taken away from you looks like. Qshaw and his family escaped Iran. And he's a beautiful American patriot. We've met his family, his mother. God bless you. And his father, God rest in his soul. He says, love you all, patriots. Please do not allow them to take this beacon of light away. I have already lost my homeland. Mack, God bless you. Fight, fight, fight. Live free or die. 17 in the comments if you love MG Show. Oh, man, we love you too. Live free or die. Thank you so much. And Shady, this is what they've got to run on. You heard everything about what a democracy is. Let's see what Satan says about that.
It's really difficult to tell people what's going to happen in the future when understandably they are focused on the present. So yes, people are worried about the cost of living. They're worried about the economy, although the Republicans have absolutely no plan to do anything about that. And so it's more challenging to say, hey, look, they're going to go after Social Security and Medicare. That is not something we're making up. They're saying it themselves. And hey,
no,
you know,
not.
They're going after democracy and even counting votes that they think will help them and not others that won't. I mean, those are real threats, threats to individuals and our lives every day and threats to our country. But it is more challenging to get that focus on the future.
That's what, there you have it, right from the horse's mouth. They are worried about their democracy and rightfully should. They should be worried, Shady. This is panic in D.C. D.C. is not a part of your country. It is a sovereign entity that's controlling and controlled by the trust, the United States of America and Body Politic Trust. We, the people, are calling you out on it. We know, Shady Groove.
Isn't it interesting that we're going to be able to we're going to be able to move these candidates forward on the platform that they just want to keep America? I mean, literally. Like the Republicans' platform is we want to keep America. That's it. They don't have to. They're not really even. They're not saying we're going to take Social Security or Medicaid. By the way, I haven't heard a single GOP candidate say that. But the funny thing is that you know, I mean, it's hard to not understand whenever you can see the playing field so very clearly, guys. Man, I mean, the desperation right there is palpable. And the winning that you guys are doing is phenomenal.
Let me know if you guys understand what's happening. I hope this second hour of our show illuminated what you actually know, took you to the next level. Go to t.me/PAYSEUR to understand what the trust is, the United States of America and Body Politic, who the pesos are, what the railroads are. They tried to hide it. Nixon, expunging it from the congressional records all the way up until that time. You got to understand where our country really came from. If you put LC Pesor, PAYSEUR, in Wikipedia, you only find one entry, and it's the Southern Railway Company, which is what all these companies are stuffed into. Guys, yep. We know. We see you. We want to give it back to you. Donald J. Trump knows that it's yours. It's ours. Shady Groove, I think we've done a pretty good job today exposing real.
I think that we have. And so that you know, if you're not on Telegram, right here on Rumble, if you type in Pesor to the channel right here on Rumble, we've got the videos that are here. You can go back. You can watch the videos. We replayed them a couple of months ago if you want to scroll back and check them out. Also, one of the videos was called Trust the Plan. These are the four videos that were put together, the whole the 40,000-foot view and the minutia view of what is going on here and how the particulars do correspond and directly relate to Satan that you just saw there and Media Matters and all the people that are out there being communist and attempting to deplatform patriots. I don't want to take away ACAP's ability to monetize his content. Why does ACAP want to take away mine? Very interesting. Not very American, guys. Thanks for being here.
Conspiracy Theory Jams too also says, pray for Brazil. Shady Groove, this is worldwide. Absolutely. Where we go one, you said that so very perfectly. Where we go one worldwide, guys, this is a worldwide movement. If America falls, the whole world falls. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the MG Show. Love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Have a great day.
We're gonna fight it all. We're gonna run the world again. The words are written deep within my heart. So stand up tall, we're gonna fight it all. Oh,
Can you see the light in front of us? Can you see the light?
We're standing tall, legs on a fighting ball. We're counting the world again. Words are written deep within my heart.
www.mg.show. I drop media. God bless you all. Boom.